from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, well, number 1, 2, and 3 is the McNair family. They've joined us. Clap it up. Good to have them in. Good to have them in. There we go. Cal and Hannah McNair joining us, fresh off of another sold-out visit from the fans at training camp. This is crazy. The line is like, we couldn't even figure out which lot that was. It was spilling over to the excitement, and it is shown. We knew this was going to be maybe the most anticipated season by fans, but the lines we're seeing every day when fans are available to come out is just, it's insane.
Even in the rain. I mean, the rain was so bad this weekend, and they were all still out there. That was really fun.
Yeah, I was really surprised at that because of all the rain, and yet still the fans were all there, and I'm excited to be there and watch this get rained on for the whole practice. But it was awesome. It's been awesome.
I'm turning on everybody's mic, and I got mine off. What a great day to have the cover for the fans, though.
Oh yeah,
I mean, good gosh,
with that. Few years ago, right? Just full coverage.
Yeah.
And we used to have a little bit of coverage, and then now we've extended it all the way.
Right.
Just because it got so hot. But now with the rain and the heat, you know, it's all weather.
Last year was so hot, and then this year has been so rainy. So it's kind of a...
We've only had 2 days. There, had 2 days where I could literally feel the sweat running down my back.
Today?
Today was one, and there was one earlier in the week earlier in camp. We're 9 in, probably day 4 or 5. We got a little touchy out there.
I got nervous in OTAs. I thought, boy, this is about to be rough.
I like the heat.
There's a breeze.
Yeah, I like
a little bit of cloud cover.
So CJ and Tank will tell the rookies this year they have no idea what last year was. Last year was so hot, and they're getting the good weather.
Yeah. It's always interesting to hear guys talk about the weather when they get here that aren't from this part of the country that step into it for the first time, full pads, trying to go. It's always fun. Hey, obviously there's some news on the Texans front today with Denico Autry. We can't have you guys in and not at least ask about it. What's the latest on Denico Autry?
I think it came out. You know, he suspended 6 games.
Yeah.
So, but the good thing about that is that we have a good D line out there, and so we'll have that coverage. We'll be fine.
Yeah, and speaking of the good D-line, good different spots. This team is a totally different team, although some of the things are the same, but totally different team than last year. And I think the expectations are completely different this year. Many people view the Texans as a championship-level team right now. Vegas has them tied with the Ravens with the third-best odds. Is that what your expectation is? Do you have expectations who've helped put this thing together? Do you have expectations, Super Bowl level type team?
Well, I think a lot of our young players come from places that they have those high expectations, like Ohio State, like Alabama, and they're used to embracing those and playing with those expectations. If you're asking about mine, mine are a little more simple. I just want to win our next game. So whatever's on the schedule, I want to win the next game. But I think you really have to keep your focus that way as a team, or you'll kind of get lost in the expectations. I mean, you know that. You can get lost in those things and forget what got you there and what's going to give you your best chance to win. So
when you talk about the guys that are from those programs, that obviously the expectations are different. What's I mean, you guys obviously behind closed doors talk about that kind of thing. I mean, that's got to be by design. Guys that are ready to play, guys that know what it takes, guys that are have played a lot of football at the closest NFL level as you can in these bigger conferences, some of these bigger schools. What's that conversation like? Obviously, it's worked out well for y'all.
It has. And so the guys going to those schools are some of the highest recruited guys coming out of high school.
Sure.
And they go to those schools and play in the highest level of competition in college, coached by some of the best coaches in college. So the expectation is, you know, there's less of a jump from there to the NFL. There's still a jump. It's still a projection, but it's less of a jump than coming from our good friend Jacoby Jones, who we lost. I have to say something about him. But he was our teammate but anyway,
Tennessee.
He went to Lane, yeah. And that was a big jump for him, yet he made it. But that's a rarity. The guys coming out of Alabama, you really kind of know a little bit more about what you're going to get.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, Cal and Hannah McNair joining us. And we talked a little bit about this before we actually got on the air. I would say, for me, we talked about this last week, what are our biggest surprises thus far in camp. And to me, not a surprise that Stephon Diggs is still a great player, but to me, the impact that he has had with everybody around him, it's not just like Tank or John Metchie who's around him. It's the corners. It's everybody. And I said this to him. I said, yeah, there's some extra that has come with Stephon Diggs, but to me, seeing his impact makes all of that worth the risk, so to speak. And I don't know about you all, it was a bit surprising how much he has impacted, not just on the field, but everybody around him.
But it's not just him. You have Joe Mixon in the running back room. You have Azeez in the linebacker room. Yes. You've got Daniil in, you know, the D-line room. You've got all these guys that Nick and D'Amico have brought in to do just that, to impact that room and take it to a higher level. So you've got more than just Stephon doing this. You've got guys in every room.
It just seems like I'm going to tell you, we talked a little earlier about the reputation of Stephon Diggs. And fair foul. I mean, it's real. Fair enough. And you've got the ability to make that judgment because you're obviously, you know, you're privy to that information, obviously, at this point, even more so than when you wrote the check. You've seen it live and in person. And I agree, by the way, we talked about it, just the a lot of times owners, coaches, GMs, they throw around the, boy, this guy's, you know, he's a veteran and he's going to come in here, he's going to set the standard and he's going to help our young guys. And more times than not, 95% of the time, we never see that. Fans never see that. It was immediate with Stephon Diggs that the value that he brings to this team is, I'll be honest with you, in all the playing days and covering teams, he's the first guy that I've seen from watching practice. I'm not saying he's the first guy ever, but he's the first one that I've seen watching practice, and I've been like, that's what everybody's talking about. When they say, this guy's going to set the bar, this guy's going to help mature and develop our young guys, this guy's going to be the thermostat in the room, this guy's going to help our young quarterback. Like, he's been the best example of that I've ever either played with or seen in my time.
Well, he's been really good at sharing, you know, his feelings in a very positive way that I've seen around with the teammates and the discussions he's had just kind of being around. He has a high desire to win and is highly competitive. And like I say, he shares that in a very positive way with his teammates, and he wants them to operate at a high level too. And so I think that's really infectious, and he does it in a good way.
So there was never any issue, any thought, when the thought came of bringing him on. There was that you all were fine with adding him as a part of this team, even with everything that had been said about him or things that had been done prior to him coming here. No issues with him at all when the thought came about him joining the Texans?
No, you're bringing in a terrific talent, and let's keep doing that. Bring in terrific, talented guys, and let's be highly competitive.
I like
and
to
go win every
count.
Play. Let's go.
I forgot
let's
to mention Ward.
Bring in talented guys.
Jimmy?
Yeah.
I like it.
It's like if you look at every room. It's
yeah, a lot of win now moves.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of
this
win
is
now
the time.
Moves. Yeah. I mean, that's
still the quarterback, you know, on his rookie deal and a couple other guys. So
some game changers, right? All right, we got to jump a plane here in a couple of days to head to Ohio, obviously, to play a game. I mean, this is from
play a game. That's what you think we're doing in Ohio?
We got a game this week.
Yeah, there,
man. Cal said the next game.
That's right.
Cal's really honed in on this Bears.
He's honed in on this Bears. Let's talk about Andre. We got our first Hall of Famer.
Yeah. There's that's a good point. There's a lot going on there. Let's. I mean, how stoked are we about the now that it's here? We obviously found out he was going in a while back, but now that it's here, I mean, this is a big thing for the Texans. I mean, obviously it's about Andre at this point, but it's a big thing for the Texans to have that logo up there and have him representing the squad and the organization. That's a big deal.
It is a big deal, and he's totally earned it. We're just very, very happy. He's our first one. There'll never be another first one. He's our first one, and we're so excited that he is our first one. I mean, he did everything, put the team on his back, and did it for a lot of years, and 14,000 yards. He did it the right way. He did it on the field, in community, and just a wonderful example of who we all want to be as Texans.
A lot of sacrifices, and for us to see him do that over those years and to put in all that work, and now to be in the Hall of Fame, I mean, he deserves it.
Yeah, it's a great exclamation point on the end of it for everybody. What does this look like for you guys in terms of we're going down, obviously, to cover it all and doing shows and everything from down there, but from the ownership standpoint, what does that look like for y'all? Y'all are obviously super excited about it. What does it look like for y'all in terms of Andre's induction?
Yeah, we have a full itinerary. It starts Thursday with the game.
Yep.
And then there's a whole itinerary full of dinner jacket dinners and parades and parade floats. And then we have a party for Andre.
I can't wait to go to that. When is that party?
Oh, yeah, private party for Andre. I'm sorry. You didn't get your invite. It's in the mail.
Okay, it's Monday right here. I'm gonna be down there. I'm just saying, I'd like to. I mean, just sneak me in there. You won't even know I'm there. That sounds like a good party that you weren't supposed to talk about.
Oops.
No. Real quick, as I see people texting about Andre, with him. He's so quiet, like it feels like it's hard to get close to Andre. Obviously, you've been around his whole career, obviously afterwards as well. Like, kind of let people know a little bit about the Andre that maybe some people don't know as much about, because he seems to keep a lot of things close to the vest, except for with Courtland Finnegan.
Nice, he does, but. But when he speaks, people listen, and that's the gravitas he has with him, and part of, you know, who he is. But it is, when he speaks, people listen, and it's insightful and meaningful what he says. So that's one of the things we've gotten to know over these many years is we're listening. When he talks, we're listening.
And we obviously, we've had a lot of really good conversations with Andre over the past few years, and he's honest, right? He's authentic. When he speaks to us, it's through love. And, you know, you do listen.
And he loves the team and he loves the city. Yeah. And so he always wants the best for them.
Good intentions.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, this has been a crazy offseason. When I say crazy, just in terms of so many different things that have happened. You sell out the season tickets. That's what the first time in a few years that's
gonna make a dig. I knew he had to like put a dig in there.
It's not a dig. It's just factual.
It's the first time.
Damn it, Ron.
So long.
I didn't say it long. I said it a couple
so
years.
Close.
No, see, you're like a listener.
So
you're
close.
Looking for it.
Oh, no,
I just said it was factual. I just said it's been the first time.
You don't want me to be a listener?
I want you to be a listener, but I felt like you could see a little bit more Swiss cheese.
Hey, Tyler, cut his mic off, Tyler, before he pisses off the owners, man. Cut his mic.
I'm on
it. He's like, unlike my Kansas City Chief, it's taking y'all.
See, I didn't
years.
Say that. You Ooh. Said it. You said it. See, now you're going next. I'm just going. You know what? I'm not going to get my question like to what I said here. But it's been the first time in a couple of years that the fans are completely. It seems like completely bought in. Everybody, like we talked about, the lines out of the like all the way down the street. People are so excited about everything that's going on with this team. Are you surprised at all about how this season, all the moves made, and how this season has just seemed to bring everybody in this city to the Texans and that they have been?
Well, we got a bandwagon, and there's room for a lot more folks to come join. And it's been, you know, we're off to a good start. So a lot of good practices, and we got to go play games. And so hopefully, you know, this all translates to wins, and that's what we're looking for. And we got room for more folks to jump on. So come along. It's going to be a fun ride this year.
Hey, how busy do you think y'all will be at when all these cuts are cut down and a bunch of guys hit the streets? How busy do you think y'all will be?
Oh.
Nick's
always busy. He's
we haven't
working.
Even played our first preseason game. And yeah. Here he's talking about cuts.
But he's always looking to improve the next
game.
The team.
It's not just a game, time. Hannah.
Yeah. Well, no. It's a game within a game within a game.
I really don't like it. Because, I mean, for the first time, it's probably everybody's looking at our waivers as opposed to us looking at others' waivers so much. So that's a fun spot to be in. But I don't like to see anybody get cut. They work so hard.
They all deserve to make
it. They're all very good.
I mean, give them all the jobs.
I know. I wish I could. There's a salary cut. Unfortunately.
Darn salary cap.
Man. I'm
messing up again.
Cal, you got it. Next time y'all come over on the east side now, you got to give me a call now.
Baytown?
I mean, y'all don't stay too long in Baytown now unless you got a local around.
I needed you.
Yeah.
Could have used some help.
Well, I mean, we had it's fun. The safest thing to do.
We had some fun. The folks at Baytown were really nice.
Didn't the mayor of Baytown come out?
Yeah, I met the mayor. Really nice and really supportive of the baseball, Little League baseball, and all the things that, you know, are the positives around that. And they did a great job for us. Yeah.
They hosted sectionals for Little League.
Yeah.
Yeah. Y'all got Little League hats your own now for the next few years, huh?
No. We've only got one more in Little League. The two older boys are now out.
They're done. Ooh-wee.
Well, they're in year-round and football and everything else. So.
They're living all of it.
And listen, guys, we appreciate you joining us as always.
Are you okay, Ron?
I'm fine. I just want you to know, like, he's just cutting you know, you that off, wink, like, wink of that party.
Talk about Baytown.
I'm just saying. No, I'm bound fast at Fake Town. I'm just that party, that wink, wink. Like, we can get together on that.
You kind of hurt yourself on that invite.
No, I don't think. I think you can overlook this, Cal.
Remember that bandwagon you were talking about, Cal? I think Ron's trying to jump off.
I'm trying to jump on that party. I'm just saying, the way you just described that party, I could see it. I saw it. You looked up in the sky. I looked, too. I said, well, this is going to be a hell of a party.
I just have to remind Andre he can't talk about us partying with him.
I'm just telling you.
He came out after Super Bowl.
I got an outfit.
Yeah.
I got an outfit.
But it is exciting. It's an exciting time for the Hall of Fame.
I can't wait.
Exciting to start playing ball. We're excited about the season ticket sales, and there's a lot coming on. We got the premier event coming up towards the end of the month.
August 29th.
And Cal's cookout at the end of training camp.
August 22nd.
We're excited about a lot of things. A lot of good things going on.
That's the day I get put to work.
That's right.
Yeah.
You get a towel.
Cal's cookout.
Get a towel and hopefully. Water this time.
Yeah, that last time. That first one. Last time I could do that first one. That first one, I flipped 108 burgers that day.
Old McLean and Pendergast left you hanging.
They just walked up, taking pictures. You're flipping these burgers.
They said, I'd have a cheeseburger, please. That's
No, again, we have a lot of fun. We're really excited about this season. Excited to cover what could be a really, really, really special season. I know, Cal, you're going to act like you're just looking at it from game to game. We're looking at it overall. This could be this could be one of the best seasons in the history of not just this franchise but football in this city. And
that'd be awesome.
We're excited. Yep. We're excited.
See, we want you to be saying that at the end of the season.
I want to. Yep. I want to for the Perfect. Most part. I want to
for the most part.
What? That was for you,
Hannah.
That was for you, Hannah. I
He bleeds red.
Strike two.
Hey,
Tyler, you're taking Tyler. Shots. I have to.
I mean, I told him before, guys. I said, look, whatever you do, whatever you say, I need you to know that it impacts Tyler and I as well.
I want you to know that, too.
No, we have full separation.
I want you to know that, too.
Tyler's full Houston, like every sport.
If you don't, if you don't believe him, look at the Twitch and YouTube, and he'll show you his arm. I mean, there's no, along with a couple other things in there. But,
we ain't doing that right now.
I mean, I think I probably.
Is he saying something?
Yeah, but he's not.
It's not important.
It's all positive. I feel like I built a little rapport with you guys. I feel like there may have been an outside chance that I could have got in the party. Thanks to you, I'm going to that. There is
party.
Zero chance you screwed it up.
No,
bro.
I'm going to that damn party.
Appreciate it.
I didn't screw it up.
Thanks,
I
bud.
I got a few days.
Oh, damn. Show me.
The clock is ticking.
I got a few days. I'm just saying. I got an all-white outfit. I'm ready.
Yeah. You come to the wrong place, buddy. Yeah, you'll fit right in. Let's go.
Hey, how do you know the attire?
I'm ready. I know these type of attires. I felt this party. This is all-white. I knew I'd be right. You got a Kango hat. Don't know if I'm going to wear it backwards or forward. I'm telling you. I'm coming up next. No, it's not coming up next, right. Damn it. We're talking to the owners. Coming up next. The big stories of the day, we'll tell you. We'll talk about those as well. The Astros, a huge, huge series they had against the Dodgers. The lineup is out. We'll give you the rest of that. And a conversation these two are going to have in a couple of years. Jordan Love, Tua, they got paid big money. Who's in a better position, Jordan Love or Tua? We'll discuss that coming up next.
I just got the red carpet. We're wanting to get into a controversy.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.